Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we sing that song, I can't help but get the image of the author as he wrote this piece after his wife and daughters were sailing in the ocean and their ship went down. And even at the midst of this loss and this grief, he's able to say, "It is well. It is well with my soul." What do you worry about? Thanks be to God, we don't have to, well, we still sometimes hop on cruises, but we don't have to worry too much anymore about ships crashing. But what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about? Maybe even if I ask this question, your mind is rolling, all right? So I want to start today by just taking a few deep breaths, all right? Can you do that with me? Okay, take a deep breath in and let it out. One more time. And let it out. We're not designed to hold on to worry. That's like holding on to your breath, right? If you hold on to your breath, it eventually your body says, "I've got to breathe." You got to let it go. And so God has designed us not to hold on to worry, but to let it go and ultimately to give it to God. And so what exactly, when I talk about worry, what is worry? Worry is allowing your mind to dwell on potentially negative outcomes beyond our actual control. And so it's something in the future that we can imagine something negative happening, but in all reality, when it comes down to it, we have no control over it, and yet we fret and we stew and we worry and we borrow trouble from tomorrow and bring it into today. In this busy holiday season, sometimes you can look to trouble, look to the future, look to future family gatherings, look to possible conflict, look to travel and things that could go wrong. And it weighs us down today. Maybe tonight this sermon is for you if you're one of those people. I love Jesus' words. I have a lot of text up here, but I put up some bold text. Jesus says, "This is why I tell you, don't worry about everyday life. You know, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. Don't worry about these things. Are you of so little faith? But seek this first. Seek God's kingdom above all else. Live righteously. Live in a way pleased to God, and he will give you everything that you need." And so there's kind of three things that stick out to me from this text. Jesus says several things about worry. Worry is, first of all, it's unnatural, okay? Do flowers worry about tomorrow? Do the birds of the air worry about what they're going to eat tomorrow? No, God provides. And so worry is not a part of this creation that God made. It's not natural. Worry is also unhelpful. Worry doesn't actually change anything. And finally, I'm going to push a little bit on you this. I believe worry is unchristian. Worry reflects a lack of faith. Instead of trusting God to take care or provide, you're going to say, "God, I don't trust you, so I'm going to stew on this. I'm going to worry about this." And so worry affects our relationship with God. It robs us of the joy and the peace he desires as we fret and stew and worry and hold on to the troubles that are of tomorrow we bring him into today. And so how do we respond? How do we respond when we're tempted to worry? When we're tempted to worry about things that are beyond our control about tomorrow? I think the first thing is to answer this question: what deserves the most prominence in your thought life? What should you think about more than anything else? Actually, it's not what, it's who, right? Let me give you a hint. It's Jesus, all right? It's Jesus. Jesus says, I want to be at the center of your heart, your thought, your world. And when we let Jesus be king, our loving king who reigns in our hearts and our lives, that makes a difference because a king looks out for his people. A king protects his people. A king provides for his people. And we've got the greatest king of all, Jesus, right? King of kings and Lord of lords, name above all names. And what was Jesus willing to do to save you, to provide for you all that you need to support this body and life? Jesus went to the cross. Jesus died the death we deserve to die. He was a king, but he became a servant so that we might be raised up with him. That when we place our faith and our hope in him, he lifts us up and he makes us his beloved children, princes and princesses, sons and daughters of our heavenly Father. And so when we remember who we are in Christ, when we think about that, when we ponder that, when we think about these excellent things, it leaves no room in our heart for worry. Another thing that we can do is live just a day at a time, right? This is easier said than done, but live one day at a time in the moment that you are in. Because I think it's true that God gives us enough power and strength for when? Today. But when it's tomorrow, it'll be the new today. And so we'll get the new strength and power that we need in that day. And so we don't have to worry about tomorrow because God will give us what we need for the moment right now. And so when we live in the moment, we're living in faith that God will give us just what we need, just when we need it. Not worrying about tomorrow, but he provides what we needed now, today. And then finally, I love this image of leaning into the faithfulness of God. Do you guys remember the song, Lean on Me When You're in Trouble? All right, I'll be your bridge over troubled water. All right, I had it in my head, but you know, just lean on me. We could probably all sing it together, right? He wants us to lean on him, all right? When you're down and out and in trouble, God says, I'll be your friend. I'll be there to help you carry on. All right, I should use my microphone. All right, so he'll be there for you. And so lean and press into his faithfulness. God calls us to trust in Christ. And we do this by talking to him, all right? By praying, isn't it? We pray to God, and we give him our worries, our concerns, our cares. We lift it to the cross. And then we also listen as he talks back to us, as he shares his word to us, his promises throughout Scripture. I think one of the greatest solutions for worry is to be in God's word. If you are in God's word, reading his word, reading about Christ, hearing God's promises, it helps you see over and over again how God provides for his people. And so if you're struggling with worry, go into God's word, talk to him about it in prayer, and let him remind you of his promises. Let's read this promise in Philippians chapter 4. If you can read this, let's read this together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Isn't that a great verse? All right. Don't worry about it, but pray. Tell God what you need. And I love this idea. Even before he's answered our prayer, what should we be doing? Thanking him. Because we're pressing into God's faithfulness. And there's this promise that goes right after this verse. Do you guys remember what comes right next? And you will experience what? God's peace. This peace that passes understanding. It exceeds anything we can understand. And God's peace will protect your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's the gift exchange God has for you. God says, give me your worries, and I'll give you my peace. May together, we let Jesus be king. live a day at a time, and lean on God's faithfulness, and the peace that passes all understanding will fill our hearts and minds. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has come to conquer and defeat all our fears, all our worries, all our enemies, even death. Help us, O Lord, when we find ourselves thinking about things beyond our control, things that are about the future, to come back to the reality of who we are in Christ, of what Christ accomplished on the cross, to place our worries there before Jesus, to thank you for all that you have done, that you may replace our worries with your peace. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,